800 or email KVOE at KVOE.com. Feel Good Friday. Fridays at 7:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. on KVOE. Feel Good Friday. Brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, 8:41. Sunshine, 80 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:41, we're pleased to have with us Mickey Edwards, the CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills, with us here this morning.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you? Good. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you in. Mickey wants to talk about racial equity grants with that process, the way it sounds now, getting started.
That's right. We have a new opportunity for community members to get involved in advocacy within their community. So we're super excited to bring this to Emporia and the whole Flint Hills area.
All right, through the United Way of the Flint Hills, United for Racial Equity. And these are what, Mickey, mini grants?
They are. So it's something new for us. Our board was super excited to bring this to the area. There's been a lot of discussion in our nation here in the last few years about equity and race, and we wanted to join the conversations and bring the topics to the communities around here so that we could try to move the needle a little bit on helping make sure everybody who lives in our area has the same access to a good life, to a healthy community.
Mickey, it sounds like this is relatively within the last 2 years or so kind of on your radar.
Yeah, that's right. So we started talking about this internally. It really was a couple of years ago, right after I started, actually, at the United Way. And so, we've been kind of planning on doing something, and it was this year that we finally decided, we're ready to make the investment in our communities and bring it out as a mini grant.
Well, let's talk about who is eligible for the grants, how they might acquire them, and what the grant money is geared for.
So, we are really relying on our community members to help us to get creative in how we can, improve racial equity within our community. So really anybody who's interested in doing some kind of a project that helps benefit communities of color, historically or systematically marginalized individuals and groups of people. And so while we can only give grants out to, nonprofit groups and formalized agencies, we are encouraging individuals to get in contact with us if they've got, a project or an idea that will help us with our goals towards racial equity, and we will help connect them, with others who can be their fiscal agent, who can be the agency to help them with their project. So, we don't really know what we're looking for. We don't have all of the ideas. And so that's why we're relying on our community to kind of bring the ideas to us, and we'll help connect them with others who can help them roll their projects out.
That was going to be my next question, is kind of what are some of the projects that could be allowed, and what are some of the projects that may not move forward or should be avoided?
Well, again, we don't really know what we're looking for exactly. There are some ideas that some have brought to us about, does this work for us and for our community and for this racial equity grant opportunity. And I would say if you're not sure if your project, is good, give us a call. We'll see if we can make it work. Some of the ideas that we kind of gave out in our grant information, and you can find this on our website. It's unitedwayoftheflinthills.org/equity. There's some sample activities that we gave. Maybe somebody had an idea about teaching Latinx girls about social and emotional well-being. That's really a targeted population, and that's helping with racial equity. And so that's an idea. Somebody else thought maybe, this might be a good idea for an inclusive community, hosting a community concert with BIPOC artists, right? So Black, Indigenous people of color, maybe there are artists in the community that fit within that mold, and maybe that's something that they want to host a concert so that those artists can, elevate their music and their culture a little bit. So, again, we hope people will just get creative and give us a call if they've got ideas, and we'll help them to get things rolling.
And Mickey Edwards, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills. Now, on your website, I assume you have an application form with more information?
We do, and it's pretty simple. You know, our grant applications, we always try to make them as simple as possible, no matter what the grant opportunity is, and this one is really not any different. It shouldn't take more than, you know, 15 or 20 minutes to fill it out. We do have some questions that we ask related to what the project is, what the expected expenses are, what's your timeline. And one thing is that we're really encouraging is that these be small. I mean, it's a micro grant, right? It's a mini grant opportunity. Yeah. So we really are looking at small projects. So we're hoping that projects can be completed within 6 months. So, you know, go online and see what you can do to help us out.
Well, you mentioned these are mini grants, so do you have a lid on the amount of money that will be given out?
We do. So the guidelines are anything that would be from about $500 to about $2,000 fits within, you know, this project opportunity. So they're fairly small, but really I think we can do a lot with, you know, several of these little mini grants around our community.
Yeah, that's even maybe a little bit more than mini. In some cases, right there.
Right.
And I do note, too, on your website that the application forms are in English and Spanish. So
they are. Yeah. They are in English and in Spanish. And our website also has, at the top of our pages, there's also an opportunity to select language. And there's a whole other list of languages. So if somebody is interested, but English and Spanish are not their, you know, primary languages, or they're not as comfortable, they can select any other language at the top so they can read the opportunity in their own language.
You can offer this in Belarusian, I see up there. So,
Yes, exactly.
You've got all your bases covered.
Nice.
So, yeah, log on to unitedwayoftheflinthills.org/equity for more information on the United for Racial Equity mini-grants that are being offered through the United Way. Before we let you go, Mickey, you've got a big Business After Hours kickoff coming up this month, correct?
We do. August 18th. We're super excited. It's almost campaign time, and we are gearing up for this campaign season, and I know our community will, like they always do, you know, support us with their time, talent, and treasure, and so we'll give everybody an opportunity to do that starting August 18th. Anyone who wants to participate in the kickoff can go to our website to sign up for that, or they can go to the Emporia Chamber website and sign up for the Business After Hours on August 18th.
Outstanding. And where is that going to be?
We will be holding that event in the press room, which is the old just north of the old Gazette building, and now I guess east of the current Gazette building, right next to White Park.
Okay. Last question I have, speaking of the upcoming campaign, is really kind of how things are setting up here for the big campaign launch and kind of getting all the forces marshaled here before we officially get things rolling here for the next 9 months.
You know, we are super busy in our office. This is that time of year that we are getting all of our ducks in a row, and we've been working hard with Scott and Lisa Hayes, who are our co-chairs of our campaign this year. So I think that anybody who has, you know, a workplace campaign, they'll have an opportunity to kind of see some of the fruits of our labors. Or if you are an individual that doesn't work at a business with a workplace campaign, you can absolutely go online and review some of the campaign materials that we have on our website.
Mickey Edwards, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Mickey Edwards, CEO of the United Way of the Flint Hills, United for Racial Equity mini-grants available. Please log on to unitedwayoftheflinthills.org/equity for all the details on those mini-grants available now.
All right. Don't forget, too, that tomorrow we're busy. We've already mentioned the Newsmaker 2 slot coming up at 8:20. But at 8:45, we'll have our biweekly appearance from Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. Always some great historical nuggets here when Greg joins us, and we'll have that at 8:45 tomorrow morning.
We indeed will. KVOE live and local. Don't forget, polls are open.
Polls open till 7 tonight.
Get out and vote. We'll have election returns right here with Chuck and Tegan on KVOE. So get out and vote, and we'll start crunching numbers here this evening.
Fairly shortly, I would assume probably around 8 o'clock is typically when we get our first batch of numbers in, and as soon as that happens, it's just basically like the floodgates open. And
yeah,
with everything that's on the ballot here, Again, local numbers should be in fairly soon, specifically for Lyon County 76th District House race. Coffee County, with its jail ballot initiative that's on there right now, that could possibly be coming around 9:30 here tonight. Again, long night quite possibly coming here with a very tight vote expected on the Value Them Both Amendment, possibly locally, but definitely statewide. So we'll stay with you here tonight, let you know how those things transpire, and stay with us tomorrow morning, too, because we'll have all of the numbers and as much local reaction as we can possibly get.
All right, hey, do want to remind folks that there's an Honor Flight fundraiser, USD 252 Honor Flight fundraiser, happening this Sunday, Chuck, in Hartford.
All right.
At the community center, a big spaghetti lunch.
Oh.
Sounds pretty good.
All right, that does sound good.
Yeah, 11 until 1 at the Hartford Community Center. Spaghetti, garlic bread, green beans, dessert, tea or water.
All right.
Carryout options available, $7 for adults, $5 for kids. That's our suggested donation, with, again, all proceeds going to the USD 252 Honor Flight Program.
All right. Help that out, because that is a wonderful project that the USD 252 has had for several years now.
Indeed it is. So if you need a little spaghetti, or even if you don't, stop by the Hartford Community Center this Sunday. That's going on from 11 until 1. It is 8:52, sunny, 80 degrees. Good morning.
Peer pressure and stress are some of the main reasons kids start vaping. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has a free program for teens to quit tobacco, including vaping, called My Life, My